Hello there and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. A massive news day. And as we get right into it, Taiwan tops the international news today as the death toll continues to climb after the island was hit with a 7.4 magnitude earthquake last night. That is the biggest quake there in more than 25 years, and the last one killed 2,000 people.
It felt like it was up and down shaking in the beginning, and then it started really like shaking side by side.
At least 10 deaths had been confirmed as of this morning. 1,000 people were injured, and at least 50 are missing. President Biden already commented at the White House this morning during a planned event alongside former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders as the two of them talked about lowering prescription drug costs for Americans and how voting for Democrats could bring even more health care savings. Meanwhile, yesterday was primary day in four states, including Wisconsin, where the Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump held a rally.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Wow, what a nice crowd this is.
USA!
Has anybody noticed the weather outside? They said, sir, I don't think we're going to make it. I said, we have to. We can't disappoint Green Bay. There's no way. I said, we got to make it. We gotta make it. There's never been such spirit. Look, we won in 2016. We did much better in 2020, I hate to say. We did a hell of a lot better. But there's more spirit now than at any time that we've ever seen, because we've seen how bad they are. They're just bad. They are so bad, it's just terrible. But there's never been spirit like this. Never, never, ever. Probably for anyone. And I appreciate it. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm thrilled to be back in Wisconsin with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. That's what you are. You built this country. You can see we have an empty podium right here to my right. You know what that is? That's for Joe Biden. I'm trying to get him to debate. I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place. We'll do it anywhere you want, Joe, so that we can discuss in a friendly manner the real problems of our country, of which there are many, instead of trying to have corrupt prosecutors fight your battles for you. That's no good. We got all these corrupt prosecutors, deranged Jack Smith, all of them. These are deranged people. Let's debate outside, Joe. Let's go have a good, solid, friendly debate, just a friendly, where our country's going, because our country's going to hell, and we're not going to let it happen. You know, the most important day in the history of our country will be November 5th of this year. Not long.
Trump hitting Biden on the economy, weaponizing the justice system, refusing to debate, and other issues, but mostly on the border.
They're sending prisoners, murderers, drug dealers, mental patients, terrorists. The worst of every country is coming into our country now. They're coming from the Congo, Yemen, Somalia, Syria, all over the world. They're coming. They're country changing, country threatening, and they're country wrecking. They're destroying our country. They're destroying, you know, we can drill and we can get the oil going. We can get, but this is a tough one. We're going to end up with the largest deportation in American history. We have no choice. Have no choice. Right? Have no choice. We have no choice, because that's not sustainable by any country. Last week in Grand Rapids, a previously deported illegal alien criminal with multiple prior arrests, many, many arrests, for drunk driving, breaking into houses, and probation violations, was charged with savagely murdering 25-year-old Ruby Garcia. Beautiful, perfect, beautiful, wonderful young girl. Shooting her repeatedly with an illegally purchased handgun and dumping her body on the side of a highway to die. Under the Trump administration, we deported this monster. Long ago, we deported him, but under Crooked Joe Biden, he was allowed to trespass back into our country and kill beautiful Ruby. Last week, because we had the strongest border and the safest border in the history of our country. And now we have the worst border in the history anywhere in the world. We have the worst border. Last week, another illegal alien criminal was arrested in Alabama for raping a mentally incapacitated 14-year-old girl. And in Chicago recently, an illegal alien gang member who was released into our country by crooked Joe Biden was arrested for a drive-by shooting that left a 27-year-old woman riddled with bullet holes all over her body, died. I'm here tonight to declare that Joe Biden's border bloodbath, remember they used the name bloodbath, I was talking about something entirely different, but this is a border bloodbath, ends the day I take the oath of office. It ends. With your vote, I will seal the border. I will stop the invasion. I will end the carnage, bloodshed, and killing. And we will crush the human traffickers. You know, they traffic in women, mostly in women. We will vanquish the child smugglers. And we will liberate this nation from Crooked Joe and his migrant armies of dangerous criminals once and for all. This is an invasion of our country.
Donald Trump in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with a large and energetic crowd. Meanwhile, they had a foot of snow in Green Bay yesterday. And as I mentioned, it was primary day, which has become a bit of an afterthought for some voters across the country, with both former President Trump and President Biden securing the needed delegates to become the presumptive nominees early in the primary process. Primary day is not quite what we thought it would be around this time, but Wisconsin, Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut, where Newsmax reporter Mike Carter spoke with some voters, all had primaries yesterday.
The uncommitted vote here in Connecticut, and that's essentially a protest vote. Is that an option for you?
Yes. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit tainted from the politics that I see on both sides.
I'm not uncommitted.
You're not an uncommitted voter. Why did you feel the need to come out to the polls today?
Because it's important to demonstrate that our candidates are going to have the support of the grassroots. Primary voters tend to be committed partisans, typically. I am committed to Joe Biden.
As a Republican voting in Connecticut, presidential election doesn't seem to matter very much with the Electoral College.
George Bush, back in 1988, was the last Republican presidential candidate to win Connecticut.
Yeah, so I think it's a challenge. I'm going to kind of see who any third-party candidates are.
All right, so you have some uncommitted voters heading to the polls today. One person who's not uncommitted, Catherine Easton, you're from Reading, Connecticut, right down the road here.
Yes.
Who will you be voting for today and why?
Definitely Donald Trump. He's already got a well-proven record. Things were never better than when we were under Donald Trump. The economy was great. The borders were secure. And I was much happier with him as a president. Currently, right now, we're seeing exactly the opposite. The economy is a mess. I'm very concerned about what's happening with our kids nowadays. And, you know, needless to say, the border is a national security nightmare.
Yeah, it's a huge issue for November. Lastly, Catherine, this uncommitted vote, do you expect this to play into the primary today here? And if it does, who's it going to hurt? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I think if it hurts anyone, it's going to hurt Biden in the long run. I just don't see him as a viable candidate anymore. There's been so much damage, in my opinion, that's been caused by his policies. I just don't see us recovering, you know, from him. So an uncommitted vote, you know, they might be playing games with that, but I think in the long run, it's going to be Donald Trump.
There you go. We have a Trump voter. We heard it from a bunch of voters today in Connecticut. But keep in mind, guys, that uncommitted vote, what's that going to be? It's hurt Joe Biden over the last few months in a couple different primary states. We'll be watching for it today here in Connecticut.
Again, that's Newsmax reporter Mike Carter on the streets of beautiful Mystic, Connecticut, a name that really suits the town, where 11.5% of the Democrat vote was uncommitted. Biden did get nearly 85% of the vote, with Marianne Williamson getting a little more than 2%. Donald Trump won 78% of the Republican vote. Nikki Haley was second with 14%. Again, that was in Connecticut. Republican strategist Aaron Perini of Axiom spoke with National Report about something very interesting happening in the very blue state of New York.
But in New York, we are seeing an actual movement called Leave It Blank, where the Working Party's family, which is a major political organization within the state of New York. When you run in New York, you tend to run on multiple lines, Republican, conservative, independents, same with the Democrats. They are encouraging people and supporting today that in New York, if you are going to vote for Joe Biden, you don't. You hand in your ballot blank for him as a protest vote, not to say that they would support Donald Trump in the future, but to say they're unhappy with where things are going with Joe Biden. I think you will continue to see that kind of uncontested, undeclared, leave it blank movement for Democrats across the country.
The problem with New York, however, is that it does not have a write-in option on the ballot. So organizers of the uncommitted vote urged voters in the Democratic primary to leave the ballot blank, as Aaron said. And conveniently, blank ballots are not being reported. Biden did end up with 91% of the Democratic vote anyway. Marianne Williamson was the only other person on the ballot there. Trump had 82% of the Republican vote, with Nikki Haley, DeSantis, Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie all still on the New York ballot. Our legal expert and lifelong Democrat, Alan Dershowitz, weighed in on another potential problem for President Biden in another key state.
The campaign has now said that they think that Florida is at issue. Well, let me issue a very clear warning to the Biden campaign if they think Florida is at issue. If you think you can take for granted the very large Jewish and pro-Israel vote in Florida, you're mistaken. If you think Florida is in play, then you better think hard about your attitude toward Israel, not worry so much about what's going on in Minnesota and Michigan and Wisconsin, and worry much more about what's going on in Florida. Because let me tell you, if you become perceived as anti-Israel, you don't have a shot in hell of carrying the very large Jewish and pro-Israel vote in Florida. And that is a cautionary tale that you ought to take for granted. Right now, the Biden campaign is thinking
they are thinking that. Yeah, with abortion.
Take for granted the Jewish vote and the pro-Israel vote. Well, let me tell you, I've been a Democrat since 1960, even before then. You cannot take my vote for granted. I am no longer presumptively voting the Democratic ticket. I'm looking at your attitude toward Israel and to other issues.
Here in Florida, political pundits often say the road to the White House goes through I-4, which is the major highway that goes through, or I should say one of the major highways that goes through Central Florida, but it goes from the West Coast to the East Coast. And last night, the president offered this comment on Israel, which likely didn't help.
I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in the Gaza Strip has been over the top.
The long pause there is because the president is reading from notes and shuffling pages around. He says that, right? But at the same time, the administration, we learned, is working on a multi-billion dollar deal to sell dozens of F-15 fighter jets to Israel. So is he appeasing the squad, as some Republicans are saying, or the Arab American voters, as Professor Dershowitz pointed out there? And switching gears a bit, yesterday I was the first person to tell you that a federal judge denied Hunter Biden's tax evasion appeals. This is attorney Julianne Murray on Newsline with Bianca De La Garza.
Especially when Joe Biden's out there rubbing elbows with the elite, saying we want people to pay their fair share, but his son isn't. He faces these 9 tax charges, up to 17 years in prison. But there's also the gun charges, Julianne, that's coming down the pike. Not sure if or when that will happen, if it will be before the election season. At some point, though, does he have to, you know, face the music here? Because they've said from the White House, we're not going to pardon him. Where do you think that goes with your crystal ball here?
Well, I mean, I think they can say that, but they say lots of things that, you know, are not absolutely, that aren't true. In terms of the motions to dismiss, I mean, that is standard that they're filed. The Judge Noriega here in Delaware has not ruled on the motions to dismiss in the gun case the way that the California judge did in the tax case. Mm-hmm. I expect the case is going to go on. I think that they are scheduled. They're actually scheduled right now, both in June, like a week apart from each other. Whether they go in June is to be determined still. Right. But I mean, this is just, you know, he needs to face the music. And I understand Abby Lowell's going to do every stall that he can. But at the end of the day, these judges have a docket and these are criminal charges that have to be adjudicated.
There you have it. So those are the Hunter judges, but it is this Judge Juan Merchan and his daughter that has a potential for some real conflict of interest. And the numbers are staggering here. This is the judge overseeing the first case that will go to trial. And his daughter, Lauren Merchan, works for a company. They've been fundraising off of this. Her clients have been fundraising off Donald Trump's case. I mean, April, I believe it's April 15th, April 20th. So we go into trial here and he remains on for it and he acts like nothing to see here.
Well, yes, I think that, first of all, Merchan should not be sitting on this case because there's an obvious or even an apparent conflict of interest. I also think this gag order on Donald Trump is 1,000% ridiculous because the whole point of the First Amendment is to push back on the government's actions. And also, this gag order is political because what is he doing? He's a Republican nominee running for president of the United States. This entire thing is political. And what the New York judicial system is showing, whether it's this case or it's the Letitia James $500 million case, it's a kangaroo court in New York State, and essentially they're putting politics before the law, and that hurts everybody.
Political analyst Ford O'Connell wrapping it up for us on Newsline with Bianca De La Garza. In other news, heads up, breakfast lovers. The biggest producer of eggs in the United States, Cal-Maine Foods, has temporarily halted production after bird flu was found in its chickens. They had to destroy thousands of chickens and thousands of eggs, something to definitely keep an eye on. And don't forget to pick up a Powerball ticket or two or three. Tonight's jackpot now over $1 billion. And if you win anything, if you win anything, don't forget who reminded you to get some tickets. The lump sum all at once cash payment, $527 million for a $2 ticket. All right, keep up with all the news today on Newsmax. It is available on most major cable systems, as you know. And make sure you're streaming on the new Newsmax Plus. If you're not, simply go to NewsmaxPlus.com. You can also get a free trial there. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts like Rob Schmidt Tonight, Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly Reports, Wake Up America, and more, with great analysis from people like attorney Alan Dershowitz, Governor Mike Huckabee, Judge Napolitano, and many others. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Hopefully, we'll see you right back here tomorrow. And today is National Walking Day, so get outside, take a good, healthy walk, and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.